scripture reading comes from Psalm 40, verses 1 through 2. And before we read, I'll just clue you in on a little bit of what will be a little bit different in our service today. The sermon that I prepared is shorter, but I did want to spend a moment of time in prayer with the idea of wanting to get off, starting off on the right foot. I decided, you know, we're going to do a sermon, we're going to do a teaching from the Word, but also spend time in prayer together. I think that's so important. I think one of the mistakes that churches make sometimes is they just follow the direction of one person. They just follow the direction or only the direction of like a pastor, or they put all the expectation on a pastor. But this ministry is made up of all of us, and all of our prayers are needed. All of you all are needed. You are what makes this English ministry an English ministry. And so our prayers, our hearts coming together, seeking the Lord together, I think is very important. I think it's central to a ministry kind of building and forming. And so I wanted to kind of stay with the theme of starting off on the right foot by spending some time together in prayer as we ponder what it is that we need, what it is that we need to do, what God's plan and purpose for us is in this community, and the ways in which we need to shape our ministry together. So I will read Psalm 40, verses 1 and 2. We'll go into a short word, and then we will spend some time in prayer together as we seek the Lord at the beginning of the year, just kind of together in prayer. Listen now to the word of God. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'll pray before we go into today's message. God, starting off on the right foot is such a loaded term. Sometimes I don't even understand what it means. But Lord, you've placed certain things in my heart. You've pushed me towards a certain direction. And so, Lord, we stand here together as a congregation. We stand here together as a church and as a ministry, wanting to get off on the right foot with you. And so, Lord, we turn to your word. Where else can we go to know what is right, what is wrong? Where else can we go to receive life and to receive energy, to receive direction, to receive comfort and counsel? Lord, it is your word that really gives us direction. It's your word on which we can, you know, put our lives on. It's what we can stand on. It's something that's really firm, not on leaders, not on people, not on ideas or principles, not even in histories or futures. But Lord, your word, it doesn't change, and your word is good, and your love is going to endure. So Lord, we turn to it as we think about the year that's passed, the year that's coming up, some of the joys, some of the disappointments, some of the victories, some of the defeats, as we look back on all of those things. Lord, it's your word that we always can come back to and receive comfort, receive direction, receive strength. So Lord, we really want to submit to your word today. And we want to obey your word today. So Lord, would you give us hearts that are like clay? And would you mold us and shape us in whatever way you see fit? Lord, we thank you. We trust in you and all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Starting the year off on the right foot. I think this might be one of my longest sermon titles. I'm not used to making long sermon titles. They're usually very short and to the point. But that's the sermon title for today. Everybody wants to start the year off on the right foot. I used to be a member of New York Sports Club. For many years, I made charitable donations to New York Sports Club, not really going, but they always took the membership fee out of my bank account. But one of the things that I remember is that I would always say, okay, this year, my New Year's resolution is I'm not going to just donate to New York Sports Club anymore. I'm going to actually go. But there's a stigma. If you are part of gyms, if you've ever been in a fitness club, or if you have a membership anywhere, you kind of know this too. But in January, the gyms are packed. You cannot find a machine to work on. Everyone is there, and they're all like really strong and really, and all the workers, they know. They go, never seen this guy before. He's not going to last. Like, she's not going to last. Like, wow, the gym is so busy. Everybody knows that the beginning of the year is the best time for business at a gym. Everybody is trying to start the year off on the right foot. I'm going to start with the right habits. I'm going to do the right things. You know, for me, that has to do with exercise. It has to do with diet. It has to do with, like, lifestyle patterns. So at the beginning of the year, I think to myself, you know, I'm going to eat salad for lunch. Just, you know, I'm going to cut out all these, like, hamburgers. I'm going to cut out, like, instant noodles. You know, all these things that I really, really love to eat. You know, sometimes I dream of pizza. But I was like, no, this time I'm going to start the year off eating healthy. I'm going to eat salad. I'm going to really make sure that I'm sleeping 8 hours a night. I'm going to make sure that I set a bedtime, that I, you know, stick to a strict regimen, that I go to the gym every day. And, you know, January, you can kind of do that well. And so, in a sense, you feel like you started off on the right foot. Like, wow, this year is going to be the best year of my life. I feel great. I feel so strong. I feel so energetic. You know, I'm in the best shape of my life. And then February comes, you know, March comes, and, you know, you start missing that pizza. You start missing that hamburger. You know, the people at the gym start thinning out, and you don't feel that pressure anymore. And no one's asking you about your resolutions anymore. And so slowly, you end up kind of falling back into some of the patterns that you're maybe used to. The gym going 4 or 5 times a week turns into 3 times, turns into 1 time. Turns into once a month. And then before you know it, you're making charitable donations to the gym again. And that has been kind of the story of my life in some ways. It's disappointing sometimes. When I reach the middle of the year, I always try to assess my, you know, the first 6 years. So I always reflect and I look back and I go, wow, I went to the gym 24 times in January. And then it halved in February, and then it halved again. And at some point it just became zero. And so starting off the year off on the right foot is a really important thing. It's a really good idea to have. But how sustainable is it? You know, we go into cycles of always wanting to start off on the right foot, doing the right things, you know, putting our effort, putting our discipline, putting our dedication, our energy into being the best person that we can be, the best version of ourselves. You know, I'm going to make improvements. I'm going to make changes. I do think that is a noble thought. I think God does appreciate that. I think there's a part of God that goes, yeah, you know, I'm rooting for you. I'm cheering for you. But I think the problem with our society or the ways in which we approach this sort of improvement is it's all based on ourselves. It's all based on our efforts. It's all based on guilting ourselves or maybe sometimes the pressures of the world around us. We feel like the people in our families or that the words or sometimes the nagging that you hear from your loved ones, those are the things that are going to drive you towards change. I learn this all the time when I do youth ministry. You know, I always think to myself, if I say it enough, you know, if I say it till I'm blue, if I nag them enough, then maybe they'll change. But I realize more and more, you know, that's not a strong motivator, maybe for a moment. Maybe if I get really angry, maybe if I up the ante, you know, if I flip some tables, maybe they'll listen to me in that moment. But that's not the source of true change. And I've seen that in my own life. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you realize, oh, that's something that I do at the beginning of each year. So what does it mean to really start off on the right foot? What does it mean to really start in a good place with God? When I was thinking about these questions, this verse stood out to me. And it was the analogy that I made for last week's sermon, but that analogy stuck with me. I shared that analogy with our youth group students in our service also after this one, but it's kind of been an image or a theme in my life. I've been thinking about it a lot this week, this idea of constant struggle, this idea that you're flailing your arms. I had a dream, I think it was on Tuesday night, and I just remember this part of the dream, but I had a dream where I was like running. And I don't know why I was running. I don't know if someone was chasing me or if I was chasing after someone. But I remember that I was running. And in my dream, I knew that I was running for a very, very long time. I don't know. I was just like running. But it was one of those dreams where you're running and I felt like I had to maintain some sort of pace. But it felt like I was running underwater. It felt like my legs were really weak. Like my legs couldn't keep up with the pace that my body was going at. And so every step that I was taking, I felt like I was going to fall. I felt like I was going to stumble. I felt out of control. And I could feel these emotions in my heart going, wow, I'm so weak. I can't make it. I can't continue like this. And when I woke up from that dream, I wrote it down so that I would remember, or else I forget my dreams. I wrote it down and I thought to myself, wow, this fits in line with some of the things that I've been thinking about. You know, this fits in line with parts of what I preached about last week. The image that is given to us in Psalm 40 of this person that is stuck in the clay, that's stuck in the pit, and they're struggling. How do you get out? How can you save yourself? How can you rescue yourself? Now, these things, as I shared last week, it's required that someone is there to pull you out. You need help. The more you struggle in quicksand, as I stated last week, the more you sink. The more you tense up, the more you go down. The more you go under. The more you try to use your strength, it goes against you. You grow tired, you grow weak, you can't fight any longer. And before you know it, you're deeper and deeper in the problem. So what does it mean in my mind as I read this verse, as I think about the new year, as I think about, as I try to reflect on starting the year off on the right foot? I'm sure that God does appreciate certain promises, certain things that you say to God about the effort that you're going to put in, the discipline of your church life. God, I'm going to make it to every Sunday service, and I'm going to read the Bible every day. I'm sure he appreciates those things. But in my mind, in my heart, I think starting the year off on the right foot is when you turn to the Lord and you cry out to him, and you say to him, God, I need you. If I look back on my Christian life, if I look back on my faith life, I don't know that I've ever started my year off like that. I think I can arrive at that point after my effort has been exhausted. Once I'm weak, once I'm battered, once I'm broken and fallen, then I go, God, help me. That's not starting off on the right foot. That's starting off on my foot and realizing that my foot is too weak, that my effort is not enough. And eventually you break down, eventually you sink, eventually you're drowning. And at that point, you need someone. So you stick your hand out and you say, God, help me. You know, where have you been? Starting off on the right foot, I think it's starting by saying, God, I need you. God, this year, more than the things that I can do for you, I need you. I need you to be a part of my life. I need you to be a part of my family. I need you to be a part of my business. I need you to be a part of my ministry. I need you to be a part of my friend group, my career. I think that's what it means to get really humbly and obediently come before the Lord and say, I want to start off on the right foot, and that right foot is where you set it. It's where you place it. It's where you tell me to be. It's where you tell me to stand. You know, we don't get off on the right foot because we judge it well, because we have wisdom, because we have experience, because we have know-how, because we use our logic. It's not by our talents. What the verse says and what the psalmist understands is that that solid ground is where he set the foot. You set me upon solid ground. You gave me a firm place to stand. That's where I want to be at the beginning of this year. That's what I think it means to be in the right place. That's what I think it means to start the year off on the right foot. I want my feet to be where God places it. I want it to be upon a solid ground. I want to start the year off on a firm place, on something that I can really feel beneath my feet. I don't want to just swing my arms, kick my legs, and continue to fight against the grain in this quicksand, in this pit, in the miry clay. It's weird to do that when Jesus is standing right outside and saying, just grab my hand and I'll walk with you. I'll lead you. I'll give you strength. I'll provide for you. If we would only trust, if we would only reach out our hand and grab onto him, then we would find our source of deliverance. Then we would be rescued. Then we would have the strength to continue through this year, not being battered and broken, but walking with the Lord in victory through whatever we face. My suggestion, my plea, my challenge to each and every one of you is to start the year off on the right foot, but not how you want to place your foot, not based on your strength, not based on the things that you think God wants of you, but to just turn to him, to cry out to him, to reach out to him, to wait for the Lord. And he will be the one to lift you out of the clay. He will be the one to set your feet on the rock. And he will be the one who will give you a firm place to stand through this year. So I wanted to spend a moment of time in prayer. It seems like such a simple thing. It seems like a very obvious thing in our lives. But it's been a theme for me. It's been a part of my prayer life and my devotional life these days. And I wanted to invite you into this time of prayer as well. Let's start the year off right, just by declaring to the Lord, you know, it's not me. It's not by my strength. So together, you know, thinking about your lives, reflecting on your years, looking forward with anticipation for the year that's coming, let's start the year off right by saying, God, I need you.